I'd like to turn to a different meta theme for tonight to focus on an additional component to take away for our Seder, and that is the goal of creating a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Seder. To do that, I'd like to introduce you to an incredible person, an inspirational living legend who is in Ottawa, Canada. And to do that, we could begin at the end, because many of us in our Haggadahs, in our Siddurim, the end of the Magid, the end of the whole Seder concludes after we put away all the dishes and cleaned up the table and everything. It concludes with Shir HaShirim. In many Haggadahs, many of us have the minig to say Shir HaShirim at the night of the Seder. And even if you don't have that minig, we're going to say it over Chol HaMoed. We're going to say Shir HaShirim on Pesach. And what I want to understand is, in what way, how is Shir HaShirim the capstone of the Haggadah? Now, Shir HaShirim, of course, is a story. It is a song. It is a description of love between these young people, between this couple, between this man and this woman. It's the story of a marriage. It's the story of two people coming together. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shlomo. Shlomo Miloshen Shalom. Being together. L'Misha HaShalom Shalo, says the Heilige Sfas Emes, that there is this unity. There is this couple that is together. It's the Shir HaShirim of Shlomo. I imagine at the end of the Seder, for those who have had this experience, I imagine that this is like, for those who have had it, to be the parents, I can ask Rabbi Goldberg, to be the parents at the end of their child's wedding, right? What is it like to sit down and to look at your spouse at the end of that night and to have that special time, that special relationship? That's the end of the Seder. That's the Shir HaShirim. That's that time with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a relationship we've built over the evening. But the challenge is, how does the Haggadah, how does the structure that we've been given, the Seder, that order, how does that nurture and build a relationship? And perhaps the more difficult question, and it's very sensitive, especially for various individuals, is that this relationship on one level seems to be, unfortunately, one-sided. There's an imbalance. We say at the Seder, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out, you know, we were so far, we were in the Memtes Shari Tuma, had he not rescued us, we would be lost. He did it all. He looked at us and he said, Va'at Eirom Ve'eria. We were completely bereft. And not only was it then, every generation, B'chol Dor V'dor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. So how do we have a relationship which is so one-sided? How is there a union when one party is doing kimat essentially everything and the other party isn't contributing much at all? How does that work? How do you navigate a real relationship when it's so unbalanced? So on one level, you could say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this relationship, the Ratzon HaTov Lahitiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov, and he just wants to give. And so when I raised this with my Rebbe Muvik in psychology, Dr. Pelkovitz, he said, you know, I've been at Camp Simcha and Chai Lifeline retreats many times. And he said, there's so much Simcha there because the counselors and the staff and the whole environment, they want to give to the children, to the campers. And even though on some level, perhaps you could say it's a one-directional relationship on some level, when the campers allow the counselors to give them a great time in camp, everybody feels good. Which is probably true. I totally get that on one level. But on another level, I wonder if it's still wanting. What does it mean that a person should always be in a relationship where we're always getting? How do we feel about ourselves in this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I called someone else who I thought might have insight into this question. And again, it's a very sensitive topic. Everybody in their own relationship, in their own series of relationships, deals with this differently. But this person has a unique insight. And her name is Shandel Symes. Shandell Symes from Ottawa, Canada. She is a Rebbetzin, an incredible teacher, an inspirational role model. And on June 20th, 2010, she was driving home to Ottawa with her husband, with her seven of her eight children at that time. She was 7 months pregnant. Her husband, Rav Yehuda Symes, is a well-known Rebbe. He was a Rebbe in the day school in Ottawa. He was also the founder of Torah High, the NCSY program. He's an old Chafetz Chaim Talmud. He was 42 years old at the time. And they're driving at night from Rochester back to Ottawa. Yehuda was tired, Rav Yehuda, so he moved to the passenger seat, and Shandell took over the driver's side, and she was driving on the highway, and it was dark, and at the last moment, she saw right in front of their van, she saw a deer in the highway, right in the headlights, right in front of them. And instinctively, she grabbed the wheel, and she turned it, and all of a sudden, the van started to shake back and forth, and Yehuda was dozing. He woke up, and he tried to help her straighten the wheel, but the van careened out of control and it slipped over the side and it started flipping over time after time. And lo aleinu, the van ended up off the highway in a ditch, and miraculously, all of the seven children who were in the car got out okay, and Shandell was 7 months pregnant, also got out okay, but Rav Yehuda in the passenger seat, his spine was crushed by the roof of the car, and he was unable to move. And he became that night the rolling rabbi. The rolling rabbi. Because he became, lo aleinu, unfortunately, a quadriplegic. And he was taken back to the ICU in Ottawa, where he was able to some degree, recuperate mentally and emotionally, but physically, he remained essentially paralyzed. For a period of time, he was able to use a little bit of his body, but he largely communicated verbally, but also at some points just with his eyes. And while they were in the hospital, he was in the ICU, and Shandell was downstairs in labor and delivery. She delivered their son, and he was there. They celebrated the bris, and their life changed dramatically. And she wrote afterwards, and she has been writing, and Emir Tzashem, she's putting together, she's submitted to various publishers the manuscript of an incredible book, what it was like to have that new life with a husband who was on a physical level always dependent on her and others and aids and care. So she said on one level that her marriage and the expectations in their marriage, they changed. But I spoke to her last week as I was thinking about this idea, and what she shared with me was so powerful in thinking about what it was like to have a marriage in which the expectations and the way that they related to each other was very different than what it was before, because he had such a difficult and challenging disability. And she said what mattered to her was the feeling, the awareness of his expressions of love. That sometimes, she says, even at points where he could not speak, but he could just raise his eyebrows, his eyes, and communicate something to her, even non-verbally, how much that meant to her, to know that he was there with her and that he loved her. That was the key for her marriage. That's what she shared with me. And when she shared that, it struck a deep chord, because there was a very wonderful marriage therapist here in Chicago who is an old friend of mine who sang at my wedding, at our wedding. His name is Josh Martyr. He's a licensed marriage therapist. So he once gave a seminar on behalf of the Kollel about relationships, and he distilled the nekudos, the three core principles of marriage, of what he works on with couples, to three yesodos, three messages. I see you, I hear you, I'm connected with you. And he used those three yesodos to explain exactly how couples communicate with each other and build a healthy marriage. And so I understood how when Rebbetzin Symes, when Shandell Shetichya, when she explained to me what it was like to be with Rav Yehuda, together with him, even if he couldn't speak, that he was communicating with her sometimes non-verbally. I see you. I hear you. I'm with you. At the Seder night, we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I see you. I hear you. Thank you. Alachas kama v'kama. Thank you so much for this. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Bartichev points out, we call this Yom Tov Pesach. He, Kiviyachal, with a capital H, the Ribbono Shel Olam calls it Chagamatzos. We call it the whole week Pesach. It's not even Pesach. Pesach is over after Yom Yudalit and at night. But we call the whole week Pesach because Pesach is what he did for us. Chagamatzos, we did for him. But we focus on him because we tell him, we see you. It's all about you. We thank you. We sing to you. Even at the end when we tell stories, Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya, it's all you. We think of you. Rabbi Friend Shalit has a great vort, especially for those who are familiar with growing up in Baltimore. He says, you know what it means, Echad Miyodea. If you were to ask a kid, if you were to ask me growing up, if you have to ask Rabbi Friend, as he would say in his inimitable way, walking down Park Heights Avenue, what is the number 8? So Rabbi Friend would instinctively tell you, number 8, there's only one number 8. Shmona Miyodea. Cal Ripken. Shmona Miyodea. If you wake someone up at 4 in the morning in Baltimore, they say Shimona is Cal Ripken. So Rabbi Fran said the goal at the end of the Seder is that when you wake someone up in the middle of the night, you say to them, Echad. They said, Echad Elokeinu Shel Shamayim V'aretz. Shnayim, you ask them, what's two? What's two? They're traveling on us two? Oh, Avada, two is the Luchos. We say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm there with you. I recognize you. I appreciate. I see you. Vayar Yisrael Sayara Gedola. I'm connecting with you. I'm singing the Shira. And so in that way, even though Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us everything every day, Machadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tovin. And so on the one hand, there is an asymmetry here. On the other hand, there is a symmetry in the relationship by us contributing our half by saying, I see you, I hear you, I'm with you. And in that way, when we get to the end of the Seder, by saying thank you and giving that recognition, it becomes Shir Hashirim. Says Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, Shlita, one of the great Mashpiyim in Israel today, great thinkers in the world of Chassidus, Rav Kluger points out that it's the Shirim, it's two songs that become one song. It's his song and our song that become together. And so even though our contribution is a little bit, yes, we did the Bris Milah, we did the Korban Pesach, we cleaned our houses, but Ribbono Shel Olam, he gives us everything all the time. But that little bit says so much. It communicates something. And that's what builds the relationship. Amazing story. Shandel shared with me, and she said everything I could share with others, and if anybody wants me to put them in touch with her, reach out to me afterwards. My email address is rbrand@torahchicago.org. I'll share with you a picture of this couple, this beautiful couple at that time. Here's Rav Yehuda, and here's Shandel. So she shared with me that it was on their anniversary. It was in 2013 when it was time for their anniversary. And Yehuda was back at home, and you see he had this special wheelchair. So she said that a guy knocks on the door, and he's there. It's 2013, their 21st anniversary. He's there to paint. A painter. He's there for a painting, to do painting. So you can imagine this woman, she has 9 children. She's got a husband who has severe challenges. She needs to, she says, Lach and cup, lozem, the only thing, what do you need? I didn't order anybody to paint the house. There's no painting. So one of the kids comes and says, Ma, no. The painter says he was ordered. He has to come or he has to paint. She says, what are you talking about? So one of the kids points to Yehuda sitting in the wheelchair and he can't speak, but he's nodding. He's nodding, and he had a special keyboard that he could control with his eyes. And he's nodding. Yes, yes, the painter. So she comes to the front door. She says, what's going on? The man says, you know, someone called me and said I have to come here and do a portrait of a couple because it's their anniversary. And as they say in Hebrew, Nafala Simon, Shichaptois, that Yehuda had sent a computerized message to a friend of his who hired this painter to draw a caricature. So she runs upstairs, she gets dressed, she comes downstairs, she sits down, and for their anniversary, they had a painting of each other. Because she recognized and she felt that he just wanted to say, I love you, I appreciate you, I'm with you. And that was what he could do in that way, in that moment. That's why building that connection in whatever ways, that's what's meaningful. That's why the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim Rabbah right at the beginning, Shir HaShirim, it's the Meshubach Shebashirim. Because all he wants to know is that we love him. That's why the Medrash describes that he sent us a little message. The Medrash describes he sent Malachim to send us the message. Do you love me? Do you want to do my mitzvahs? And we sent back, yes, we love you. We want to do our mitzvahs. He was so excited. Just those little mitzvahs that we do, just by saying, yes, we're going to eat a little bit of matzah, just by acknowledging the Rabbonu Shalom, by doing those small things, it goes so far. So the Medrash concludes in that section, Yishakenu Minishikos Piyu. In 2017, in February, Rabbi Yehuda Zichrono Livracha, he passed away. The last year of his life was very challenging, and he couldn't speak, and he was very limited. And yet, the Rebbetzin, this iron beacon of strength, of light, Shendel said that even during that last year when he couldn't speak, she still felt his love. They still had such a close and beautiful marriage. At the end of the Leil HaSeder, we finish Shir HaShirim, we finish all of the Magid, and all of the stories, and all of the Dalet Kosos. And we sit down, and for those of us who have the minig, if you don't have the minig, there's no iser to try it on. For size, you could say b'li neder. If you never want to do it again, you could try it if you're full, you know, half asleep. But even if not, just think to ourselves and ask ourselves, what's our relationship like with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We finish Shir HaShirim. We have to make sure that the Seder has brought the two of us closer. We feel so good, hopefully, at the end of the Seder. Yes, maybe we're tired. Maybe some people drank a little bit more wine than they're used to, so they feel a little bit woozy. But hopefully that Shir HaShirim is that feeling of the Chasan and Kala as they're sitting together at the end of the wedding, just taking it all in. Or the parents of the Chasan and Kala looking at each other. And if that's the end, that's how we began, beginning with the end in mind, for us to understand that's the goal of the Seder. So let's make sure that every part of the Seder is building toward that. That when we say, Al achas kama v'kama tovu m'chupelas l'mokam aleinu, we realize that we're building that connection. We're speaking not just about him, but to him. We say to you, Baruch ato asher ga'olanu. You took us out. We're saying halo b'shas hanes to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're making Kiddush with you, with the Shechina, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is at our Seder. At each step of the Haggadah, each step of the 15 steps of this Seder, let's make sure that we are building that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what the Seder gives us. It gives us the 15 steps to create that relationship. And yes, on the one hand, it's he is Kol Yachal, he does everything. But on the other hand, he wants Yishakeinu Minishikos Piyu. He wants us to have that marriage relationships. He wants it to be mutual. And it becomes mutual by us investing in the relationship, by us telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Seder, I see you, I hear you, and I'm connected with you. Halavai, all of us, in our own ways, in our own Seder, will be able to nurture that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Seder, at the end of the Seder, when we say thank you, when we recognize you, and we can build that connection. Look forward, Emir Tz Hashem, next year, L'Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim.